your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the next segment of the McKinney-Cortland Political Commentary. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on right now in terms of political payoffs. You know, it's pretty easy to really interest voters if you promise them something. A really good example of that, and it's one of the things we're going to talk about, is how the student loans have been, to a large extent, negated, which I think is really the wrong thing to do. It's very, very bad for the economy, and I don't think it really helps the students any. Jimmy, what do you think?
So the Biden regime just announced this executive action to forgive student loans for people that make under $125,000,
right?
Forgive a $10,000 portion of their owed student loans. They extended the forgiveness or the moratorium on actually paying loans through the first of the year after the election. They actually can forgive up to $20,000 worth of debt. So across the board, economists, even left-wing journalists, are kind of questioning this, especially at this time where we have high inflation. And the White House has been unable to specifically answer how they will pay this debt, because the debt doesn't go away. The banks have the money, loaned out the money on guarantees because the federal government actually took over the student loan program a couple of decades ago. The debt doesn't go away. The taxpayers are going to end up paying for it. We already are running a deficit.
Right.
And of course, we've got this massive debt and we're in an inflation cycle right now. So, how brilliant is this economic policy? Well, it's brilliant in one political way. I'll give it two political ways.
At least, Jim.
The first one is that the Biden regime was losing young voters significantly. They were actually dropping a lot of millennials and a real frustration, because he's basically just an old guy that really doesn't know what he's doing. And there's so many memes out there. So they were losing that demographic for the election.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a critical political movement in order to try to stop that bleeding of young millennials and actually Gen Z kids that are just getting, voter age, that are laughing and saying this guy shouldn't run the country.
But so this guy is running the country because he's basically paying them off.
Yeah, that's the objective here, is to go ahead and pay off and get those voters back on. The other political issue is, a lot of people are claiming, including Nancy Pelosi not long ago, saying that the executive branch does not have the authority to forgive this debt.
Right.
That they just can't do it, that they don't have the rule. And of course, the Biden regime is doing it under the Emergency Act, the COVID Emergency Act, which is just hilarious.
How can you – wait a minute, Colonel. How can you possibly – retired – how can you possibly put this under any category of COVID?
Well, that's the legal method they're doing, because – of an emergency situation. And back in 2003, 2004, Congress passed a law that allowed the executive branch and the Department of Education to take actions in a national emergency and use government funding in order to benefit, the population for national emergencies. So that's the cover that this is under, which is incredibly weak in the first place. And it's going to be really hard for them to get this through politically. However, even if they can't get it through politically. So the first issue is to gain back those millennials and the young voters and to buy them off, basically buy their votes. The second issue is, if in fact it doesn't go through, if it goes through, that's an advantage. They'll take the political heat. But what they're going to do is flip this around and say, look at how the Republicans are attempting to attack these kids that have been suffering because of these loans.
Right.
They're going to, it's just one more political angle that they're going to try and twist and turn it around and spin it back on conservatives. And unfortunately, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are not prepared to act on these things. They don't know how to respond.
Right.
They are falling behind. And they are always responding to the Democrats' actions, which in fact shows that they've already lost the argument.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, you're seeing some, admittedly, what's the word to use here? Perhaps questionable tactics to get votes, but what a great way to get votes. You tell somebody he's got $20,000 less in total payable debt, and immediately, and because of me, and immediately you are their friend. And there's no emotions involved, and it's wrong, Jimmy. It's 100% wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is pandering and vote buying
right.
in the extreme. But what may happen is, and this is the flip side of this argument and this effort. One, we're going to continue to have inflation. This is not going to help
no,
the economy.
Absolutely not.
A lot of people are worried about it. And of course, the Fed just announcing just a few minutes ago, basically, that they're going to have to continue raising rates because
right.
they don't see an end to inflation.
Right.
In spite of the fact they created the inflation,
mm-hmm.
in spite of the fact that they said it was transitory, in spite of the fact that prior to that, they said that we didn't have it. It wasn't going to be a problem. So there's a lie after lie after lie after lie, which is pretty much the same thing that's going on with COVID vaccinations and everything else
mm-hmm.
With this regime. But here's the downside for them, and the risks they take. There are not that many people that actually they're going to benefit from the student loan package. They may gain in that particular demographic, and that's the way the Democrats work. They really
right.
target specific
right.
demographics to try and get them involved. But it may not overcome the memes and all the ridiculousness, and they may take the money and just laugh. But here's the other thing. All those working class Americans, people like me who never let my kids take loans and never took a college loan myself,
mm-hmm.
worked my way through college as a carpenter.
Right.
And my kids, I worked to help them get through and made them take jobs to get through
right.
And never took a debt. We're pissed. We're angry. Why the heck do you think I'm going to pay off for somebody's master's in gender studies? You know, forget it. You couldn't get a job. That's your problem. Why am I going to pay off a loan for something that you are unable to pay off because you didn't get a job that pays high enough afterwards?
Well,
that's
Jim,
your problem.
Yeah, the one thing I want to say, because we're down here to less than a minute to wrap this particular short segment up, and that is my kids are the same way. It cost us to put them through colleges, to put them through private schools without us taking on any debt or without them taking on the debt. We had to forego the big house on the hill, number one. And number two, we made sure that when they graduated, they didn't have a nickel in debt. And the one comment that I can make about that, Jim, down to 15 seconds here, so I may start talking real fast, isn't a talk necessarily about Kathy and I, but we instilled in the kids responsibility, and now they're doing very, very well. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.